Well, the challenge is huge. I'm realistic. I know that. But regardless, you know, my odds, I wanted to give my best shot. I do trust people who are very disenfranchised about this country, about two-party ruling, and that they will cross party lines, especially lots of independent in the middle would vote for me. And I asked them to trust me that how many people have lived like slaves before and lived under socialism and communism before and will hold the line to protect individual rights and property and freedom in Washington, D.C. I'm so sick of a two-party monopoly because they are really like a one party. If you look at their tracking records, how they voted on bills, and how they sold us out to special interest and get donations to their campaigns, they are like one party. There are no true opposition anymore. That's why I wanted to run as a libertarian. I become big believer in libertarianism, which is allow individuals to live their lives in any way they see fit, as long as they do not violate other people's rights. We have that freedom to choose. So I'm asking people at least to give me one fresh look and keep me in all the debates and be open-minded about what I have to say. Even though I am a libertarian candidate, and some people say, well, you know, your chance is very small because you are third party. But the thing is, though, the country is in bad shape today because our two parties monopoly for 150 years and then doing terrible job to drive this country down to the toilet.
Do you see your positions as being very closely aligned with that of the larger libertarian platform in terms of preserving Second Amendment rights, less gun control, eliminating the Department of Education, as you've said? I mean, are you very closely aligned with the Libertarian Party's main platform?
I will say yes, 95% yes. We all truly believe maximum individual freedom and minimum government. We also believe non-aggression principle. That means nobody, not government, not individuals, not corporations, can initiate a force against another peaceful citizen if that citizen does not violate your rights. So that's our non-aggression principle as our core values. So I will say that maybe on a couple of issues, I may have some disagreement with my libertarian colleagues and with party leadership, but the Libertarian Party is pretty tolerant. They let me to be myself. They let me to be my own person. If we disagree on something, unless we convince each other or we leave each other alone.
Well, just to finish up, Lily, I suppose one of the major issues that I'd like to hear your position on that really impacts and that has raised a lot of attention from people in our listening area, international trade agreements, the TPP. What's your position on that?
I'm opposed to TPP. I love free trade, and without opening up China to the world and to have a trade, I probably would be still stuck in China. I could not get out. So I think a truly peaceful free trade by the people would be great. Well, at the beginning, of course, it's government managed trade, but still better, you know, than totally in the China closed doors. TPP problem is that it's thousands of pages. And it's a secret negotiation deals by corporate lawyers with U.S. high-level officials. And we were not a part of the process to give input. According to what I read so far is that you basically give up some United States sovereignty to foreign corporations. You know, if there are is potential and loss to their profits because, let's say, property rights infringed regimes or trademark violations, you know, foreign companies now can sue us, can sue any local level government for their potential property loss.